Each of us carries a fire within. Whether it's through the knowledge we have or through our experiences and associations, we are responsible for maintaining that fire. And so as a child, when my mother and father would say at the end of the day, "My daughter, how is your fire burning?" it would make me think of what I'd gone through that day, if I'd been offensive to anyone, or if they have offended me. I would reflect on that because it has a lot to do with nurturing the fire within. And so we were taught at a very early age to let go of any distractions of the day by making peace within ourselves so that we can nurture and maintain our fire. We have many teachings on the value of nurturance. When I was a child, my father told us about the rose story. He said the Creator asked the flower people, "Who among you will bring a reminder to the two-legged about the essence of life?" The buttercup answered, "I will, Creator, I will." And the Creator said, "No, you can't, because you're too bright." All of the flowers offered their help. At the very end, the rose said, "Let me remind them with my essence, so that in times of sadness and in times of joy, they will remember how to be kind to themselves." So the Creator, the Master Gardener, took a seed of the rose and planted it in Mother Earth. The winds tilled the soil and the warm rains gave it water until a very small sprout came through the ground. Day after day it grew. The stem sprouted little thorns that were very, very sharp. After the thorns came the little leaves. As time went on, a little bud formed. After much care, this little bud bloomed into a full rose. And so life is like a rose. The thorns are our life's journey. Without them, we would lack the hard-won teachings that we need in order to grow. Life's experiences make us who we are. And like the rose, we too decay and die many times in a lifetime, only to come back to fruition again and again after reflection, meditation, awareness, acceptance, and surrender. My father told us, the rose is both life and its gifts. So when I am making my own medicine wheel, I put the rose here in the center as a reminder of my own life's journey and its gifts. For this I say, miigwech.